checking in with us now on America's Radio Newsline. He's the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, 10th anniversary of 9/11 yesterday. The legacy still remains, obviously. A big part of the legacy is that the talk about civil liberties, and where do we find that balance between security and civil liberties? Do you think we've found that balance?
No, and I think that part of the way that we've gotten out of whack is by even accepting the premise of the balance, like it's some perfect scale. If we just take off some of those liberties, then the security is going to counteract. And I think that underestimates or misdiagnoses some of the strengths that we have. I mean, if liberty and security were a totally equal trade-off, then the most totalitarian countries in the world would be the most secure. But ultimately, they're not, because they don't have any trust of their own populations and so on. They don't build up resilient systems of the kind that we have here in America. So it's regrettable, and hopefully, you know, by having conversations about this, maybe anniversaries help trigger it, we can start to kind of claw back and regain that sense of confidence, frankly, that it is our openness that gives us our strength as much as anything else.
Matt, what do you think of the Benjamin Franklin quote? I'm sure you've heard it more than a few times. They who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little more temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
That's harsh medicine, but he's on to something, the good doctor. No, I mean, here's the way of thinking about it, a totally underreported story for your listeners out there. We are on the verge, Congress is on the verge of passing, without any real public comment, a mandate saying that every time we think we have a terrorist, whether it is an American citizen or whether it's a fighter on a foreign battlefield or just anybody that we happen to pick up, then we have to take them through the military tribunal system instead of the U.S. court system. Again, this isn't really talked about. This would be terrible for the goal of prosecuting terrorism cases, because the military tribunal system is pretty lousy at that. It's produced only about 4 convictions, whereas we've done 400 or 500 convictions or plea bargains in the normal criminal justice system. This is the kind of sort of reactionary, in the clinical sense of the term, approach that we've taken, and it makes our security worse off in the long run, because we can play these panicky games very reminiscent of, you know, being tough on crime 3 decades ago or tough on drugs that has given us such a disaster in our own criminal justice system. So we are facing these kind of things, and unfortunately it's very easy to demagogue this stuff politically, and we're making ourselves less safe. Even if you wake up sweating at night that we're going to be attacked by Islamic extremists, you should be terrified of that kind of overreaction, because it's wrong-headed.
But Matt, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if a terrorist does something like they did on 9/11, that is an act of war on our country, and therefore would need to be handled in a different court than just our civil courts.
Well, sure, if you have that terrorist, but generally speaking, that's not who we have in places like Guantanamo Bay. These are people that were picked up on suspicions of various things, on intelligence tips. They're not picked up, generally speaking, on the battlefield anywhere. Some of these people are American citizens at this point. We are sending people through the military tribunal system, people who are American citizens, who are not being given the same rights as what we have traditionally understood
Matt,
all American citizens should have.
Matt, the Obama administration seems to have carried on a lot of the things that started in the Bush administration. So I guess your criticism is bipartisan?
Absolutely. I mean, we basically have a 9/14 presidency. It was September 14th, 2001. We gave the president the executive authority to have an open-ended authorization towards kind of a war without end.
Interrupt you. Yeah, no, we're out of time. We'd love to have you back. This is a fascinating subject, and we appreciate your time with us.
Thank you very much for having me.